Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
My name is Alex Scagliacciatos, and I am the Creative Media Manager and Manager of Mars Arts DC at Washington Performing Arts.
And we're talking about Tregaron Unplugged, which is at the Tregaron Conservancy over in I guess it's near Cleveland Park in DC. It's going to be this Saturday, October 9th, from 4 to 6 p.m. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on, and I'm super excited to talk about this event.
Okay, so before we start, this is obviously for Washington Performing Arts, but before we even get into the event, remind us where Tregaron Conservancy is.
So Tregaron Conservancy, it's a beautiful 13-acre parkland, kind of nestled between the Woodley Park and Cleveland Park neighborhoods in Northwest DC.
Wow, 13 acres. You know, when you're driving through there, you think of, you think of Cleveland Park, Woodley Park. You think of the urban parts, but you forget that there's 13 acres of nice nature in there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful kind of oasis, a beautiful spot in the city.
Okay, cool. Well, let's talk about the actual event then. So where I know there's going to be multiple performances going on. So how many performances we got, and just what's the deal?
Yeah, so there will be four active locations throughout the park for the whole 2 hour window, but we'll be featuring six local artists in those four spots. So, true to the name of the event, Unplugged, Tregaron Unplugged, these artists will be performing in an unplugged fashion. So we want to really create this intimate outdoor listening room type environment at each of these spaces. So six artists, four locations. It's kind of a build your own adventure, so to speak, where attendees can feel free to continuously wander through the trails and take in different music and artists as they explore. They could bring blankets and chairs and kind of post up by a particular artist they might be enjoying that day. So it's really kind of up to the attendee to make of this event what they will.
So that's the idea of them all happening simultaneously, is that you can just sort of wander around from artist to artist, all at the same time.
Exactly.
Cool. Great, great. And so could you give us a list of, who are some of these artists? Who are the six that you mentioned?
Yeah, so saxophonist Brad Lindy will be leading the Brad Lindy Outside Quartet. Jazz vocalist Integrity Reeves will be singing some standards with accompaniment. There'll be singer-songwriter Vivi Marley, who does a great blend of folk and Afro beats and R&B hip-hop elements with acoustic guitar and vocals. Classical guitarist Oscar Somersalo will be performing a few sets. Of kind of classic rep as well as new innovative compositions. The Sweater Set is a folk duet comprised of singer-songwriters Maureen Ondari and Sarah Curtin, as well as finally a percussionist Rakaya will be offering this percussion-led sound healing and meditative space that can offer kind of a nice calming, relaxing place to settle.
Great, great. And now, are these all performers from the general from the DC area, or are some of them like flying in?
No, these are all DMV DC performing artists.
Cool. So everyone can get a chance to check out some of the most talented folks here from grown right here in our region.
Absolutely.
Great. Sounds good. And do you know, thanks for walking me through, who they are and what sort of music they're playing. How does Washington Performing Arts tie in? Are these performers that Washington Performing Arts works with before, or is Washington Performing Arts more just sponsoring this event, or what's the tie-in with that group?
Yeah, so this event is co-presented by Tregaron Conservancy and Washington Performing Arts via the Mars Arts DC initiative, which is a part of Washington Performing Arts that is purely focused on local things, local, so local artists, businesses, venues, things like that. So we curated these artists. We've been planning along with Tregaron Conservancy from the very beginning, and so yes, it's definitely a very co-presented project.
Wow, cool. So tell me a little more about Mars Arts then. It's part of Mars Incorporated.
So it is a partnership between Washington Performing Arts, Jacqueline Badger Mars, and Mars Incorporated. Yes, and it's again all things kind of local. So obviously, as a performing arts organization, a big part of that is the local art scene, local artists, from musicians, dancers, visual artists, but we also like to think of the local commerce and economy and business economy and small businesses that make DC so unique and so special, and always thinking about how we can incorporate those into our programming to kind of create this well-rounded idea of what the DC scene is kind of all about.
Very cool. And how long have you been with them?
So I was an intern with the Mars Arts DC program back in the summer of 2018. And then I returned in 2019, kind of December of 2019, with an interim role of managing the program, part-time interim role. And then I actually just started full-time in this position with at the beginning of September this month, last month.
Well, congrats. Well, it's been definitely been a interesting year and a half to be starting a position like that. How speak to that a little bit about how, you know, I guess, you know, they're vaccines, but then we had Delta. You know, some people are going out, some people aren't. Talk about why this event is perfect for the time we're in, because it's outdoors, so it's a little safer to go around and kind of wander around and hear music echoing across trees. You're not trapped in a building.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously, a huge chunk of my time with Washington Performing Arts and Mars Arts DC has been virtual. We launched Mars Arts DC Virtual, which is an entirely online brand of free content that's just up on our website. But yeah, now that have the opportunity to start planning more in-person events, which we're very excited about, obviously safety and health was a major concern and kind of top priority. So we were in talks with Tregaron Conservancy, and it seemed like a perfect outdoor open event that folks could really feel as comfortable as they'd want to feel and do whatever they would want to do. You can, like I said, continuously move around and just experience the music. You can sit and stay at one location for a while. So we just wanted to make sure folks feel safe and comfortable and enjoy some live music again.
Great. And so just to dovetail off of that, since it is outdoors, I assume are there any like mask requirements or COVID proof of, you know, to enter, or is it pretty much just since it's outdoors, you can, you know, come as you are?
Right. Yeah. We're following DC. So outdoors, there's no requirements. Obviously, if you feel comfortable wearing a mask, please wear a mask. Absolutely. But no such protocols.
Gotcha. All right. And then just a final bit of housekeeping. Is it free? Do they need tickets? Do they need reservations? How does that work?
So this is a free event, but we are highly recommending to pre-register on our website. So if you go to washingtonperformingarts.org, under our programming tab, you'll see the 2021-22 season. And the event will be right there on the top of that page with a pre-registration button. Just due to park capacity, we want to make sure we're not, again, for safety, crowding the park. So please pre-register. And yeah, otherwise it is completely free and we're excited.
Great. Yes. So it's free, but don't take that for granted. Make sure you sign up ahead of time, because you don't want to get closed out of here if there's a huge turnout. Cool. Did you want to preview any of the other Washington Performing Arts events coming up, or you want to just keep this with Tregaron Unplugged and we can circle back later for anything else?
No, I mean, absolutely. It's an exciting time. October 15th is the first of our main stage Washington Performing Arts programs with Matthew Whitaker, the jazz pianist, at Lincoln Theater. There'll also be a special appearance by our Children of the Gospel Choir. So that's the kind of kickoff of our season. And again, if you check out that webpage at washingtonperformingarts.org, you can see the whole list of great events to come this year and next year.
Sounds great. Hey, thanks so much for doing this. It'll be a cool event that our listeners can go check out this weekend. It's the fall's my favorite time of year. So what better time to be outside and or surrounded by nature and live music? It's going to be great. Thanks for doing this.
Exactly. Thank you so much. This was fantastic.